Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were talking about in the first hour how teen suicide rate is up. CDC has reported, I believe, about a 58% increase in kids between the ages of 10 and 24. Huge rise between the year 2007 and 2017. Rates were steady between 2007. From 2007, though, to 17, it rose exponentially. Homicides as well. To the point now where teen suicide is now the number two cause of death in teens. Number one is still accidents. And I find us being in the year of 2019 going into 2020 preposterous. This shouldn't be a crisis. And, you know, what happened after 2007? You know, why such a rise? Well, social media. So social media is the number one theory behind it. And I agree with that. You know, when we put pictures on Facebook, when we post things, we don't post blemishes, we don't post our dirty laundry, we post clean clothes, we post a filtered version. You know, we take 70 different selfies, well, I don't, okay? I take 7 different selfies, then I filter it, crop, you know, go, okay, I like that angle, and then boom, that's what I'll put on there. I mean, I'm not stupid, okay? So social media is basically, when you look at social media, you're not looking at reality, you're looking through the prism of the other person's reality and how they want to market themselves. So it's very easy for kids, and we've talked about this in the last hour, about how, you know, they'll look at somebody who doesn't ever seem to have pimples or always seems to have a boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, seems to be, you know, living the fun life, and that's not the truth. That's not reality. So they think they're losers, they think they're alone, they think there's something wrong with them, and they don't realize that the person on the other side is exactly like them. So social media is huge. I'm not doubting that. Also, marijuana. Marijuana started to become legalized. Very easy for kids to get marijuana. Marijuana is a depressant. So the more kids smoke pot, they could get more depressed. Add alcohol on top of that, it's a depressant. But one theory that hasn't been discussed, which I think needs to be, and I'm not trying to lay blame, all right? I don't want everybody going after Juul, okay? Just, you know, slow your roll. But, you know, one thing that I think we need to just ponder and hypothesize is the vaping crisis that we have, and I'm going to call it a crisis. Why not? It's an easy word to say and my lisp doesn't come out. Crisis. Is the vaping crisis contributing to teen suicide? Now, I don't smoke. I've never been addicted to nicotine. But I do like caffeine and I like chocolate. And when I want chocolate and I can't get chocolate, I get grumpy. If I want carbs and I'm hungry and I can't get, I get grumpy. If I had some caffeine that morning and by 2 p.m., usually 2 p.m. I start getting tired and I want to take a nap, I don't want to do anything. I just want to go to bed. I want to sleep because I had caffeine that morning and now it's going down. And unless I continue to drink caffeine, and I don't want to do that because I want to sleep at night, you know, you have a mood issue. But nicotine is more powerful than carbs. Nicotine is more powerful than caffeine. And nobody's discussing how if you can't vape or can't get your nicotine hit, how that makes you feel. Well, there's huge mood changes. I don't know if you guys ever read the study from 2002. It's Piccolotto et al. So they talk about the nicotinic acetylcholine receptors and how it can modulate the function of pathways involved in the stress response. Yeah, see? Yeah, I don't know what the hell that means, but it sounds all smart, right? It's modulating. Yeah, I know what that means. Oh, you don't know how hard it was to get through medical school, you know, trying to act like I understood what the article is, right? You know, so Dr. Sudhiru, you know, what do you think about the acetylcholine receptors? I think they're pretty nice. they're good. So why do you think it's modulated the pathway? Because Jesus said so? I didn't know what to answer, so I was like, whatever. But anyway, they discuss in this study, which you guys might want to read. It's a good read. Back in 2002. I don't even know what journal. I don't think I can even pronounce the journal. How maybe when you smoke, you know, and you get that little nicotine hit, because remember, e-cigs weren't around back then, it might help you with some transient depression, anxiety. It might actually act as an antidepressant. Act as an anti-anxiolytic. But when you go through withdrawal, boom, you could get anxious and you could get depressed. So these kids aren't smoking the amount of nicotine in a cigarette. They have a whole pod at their disposal, which has a crap load of nicotine. And if they aren't pacing themselves, see, a cigarette, you know, it gives off smoke. You have to kind of be discreet at school. You have to, well, I mean, vaping does too, but it has a stench. It burns. It has a finite amount. Yeah, nicotine pods do too, but they have a lot more nicotine. And so if a kid is going through a pod a day, and then here comes 3-4 in the afternoon, and he's not getting his nicotine hit, that could be contributing to mood disorders. And you got to remember, teenagers, even though they're, you know, built and ready to go and ready to have kids and, you know, able to do, I mean, I make my kids bring in the groceries and bring up the cat poo-poo powder because those things are so heavy. And, you know, my kids can do a lot. They're still growing and developing. The brain is still developing and their psyche is still in development. So now you're throwing, you know, these nicotinic receptors off. You're giving, you know, you're hitting them hard and then you're subtracting it. You know, what is that doing to their, you know, their psyche, you know, their mental health? You know, I talk about this all the time. You know, a lot of the reason why people get diabetes is because they eat so much crap and then they might not eat all day long and they'll only eat like maybe one meal a day or a big, large meal. The body doesn't like that. The body likes increments. It doesn't want to be loaded and then withdraw. It wants steady state. It wants smooth consistency. And so I wouldn't be surprised if our vaping crisis and the amount of nicotine these kids are taking could be contributing to teen suicide. So another reason to get them off of vaping, more reason to get more counselors out there and to teach them about how to address issues they have. Sorry, bumper's coming up. Had to rush it out. Bye.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this caught my eye here. There is a robot that can cuddle you to sleep. It's kidney-shaped. And I guess it's a sleep robot, and it helps you fall asleep by breathing along in a calming rhythm with it. It's supposed to help slow down your breathing by simulating rhythms that the human body naturally adapts to when it feels them. Yeah, it's called a sleep robot. Somnox is, I guess, the brainwave of a group of robotics and engineering students from Delft University of Technology, Netherlands. And you could buy this sucker for about $600. While subconsciously preparing your body for sleep, it can also play meditation music, lullabies, a heartbeat, or nature sounds to distract people from their racing thoughts. Oh, I love the idea. I'm actually for this. This is brilliant. Honestly, I know you thought I was going to kind of rip this one a new one. Actually, no. Cradling or spooning this pillow, although they call it a robot, right, to help you sleep, I think can work. I don't understand why it's $600. It's cloth. It's honestly, you could just put, you know, you could just hit a couple settings. Not sure. But I got to tell you, the reason why I love it is Shaky Boo, my cat, used to sleep. We had this little open space, right? Next time I'm like, Shaky Boo, open space. And then his tushy would come on the bed. There would have to be an open space. Shaky Boo would not sleep with me if there were too many covers or pillows or all that. So I had to clear a landing pad for him, an area. And then I would bring him up. He would find a place to sleep right by my head. And he would, you know, kind of curl around a little bit and then lay his tushy on there and just sit. And then I would kind of, you know, rub his neck and rub his ears to get him to start purring. And then he would just purr for like an hour or two until he fell asleep or I fell asleep. And he would be gone because, again, he is nocturnal. But I would fall asleep to his purring. Now, he doesn't do that anymore. Instead, now Snow comes, and she tries to sandwich herself into two of my pillows, and she tries to squeeze them on my pillow. Then she keeps smacking me in the face with her tail, so I don't get any sleep. But I was able to fall asleep with the purr. And so, to me, a cat purr helps me fall asleep right away. So the Somnox company needs to come out with a robot, or maybe it's called Somnox, that has cat purring. Now, the NHS, as well as I believe the CDC, recommends an average of 8 hours of sleep a night. Remember, it's supposed to be 7 to 9, and then a study came out saying 9 is bad. Too much sleep is bad for you. So now we're just saying 8. 8 hours of sleep a night. So if you go to bed at midnight, you got to wake up at 8. If you need to wake up at 6, your butt's better be in bed by 9:30 because it takes a half hour to fall asleep, and then boom, you're asleep by 10. That's the thing. We go to bed, you know, thinking, okay, I'll get 8 hours of sleep, but it may take you, you know, a good half hour to fall asleep. So Somnox's creators say it was designed to be cradled both while users are in bed and as they relax. They claim the device eases its users into better, longer nights of rest. So the four students behind the project, which I think is brilliant, is Julian Jagdenberg, software engineer Job Engel, a mechanical engineer Stijin Antonesi, and electrical software engineer Wouter Kuman von Goldener. Very interesting. None of these were medical students. You know, my son isn't going for medicine. One of them, he's going for engineering. But he wants to develop things for medicine. It's really cool. Anyway. So, speaking about the product, the group said sleep experts and somnologists have helped to develop Somnox. Multiple studies have shown that breathing is one of the most important factors of a good night's sleep. A slow breathing rhythm can induce a person to sleep in minutes. Your heart rate decreases and you'll become relaxed in minimal time. Now, a reviewer said they felt like being in bed with baby Darth Vader. But they found that the device was more useful during the day as the purring from the robot's breathing kept them awake at night. So I guess, you know, people have different, you know, suggestions for it. But, you know, me, I can't, like, hold something when I sleep. You know, I think probably it's because, you know, you're traumatized when you have babies. I mean, I would hold my kids, and I would go for hours holding the babies, right? And then they go pee-pee on you, and then whatever, they spit up on you. So I would just expect the sucker to spit up or something. But breathing is an issue. I don't know. How many of you guys have iWatches? My Apple Watch, iWatch, always tells me to breathe. Like, it reminds me to breathe. I'm like, what the hell? I'm breathing. I've been breathing this whole time. What are you talking about? And I'm really not sure what it's picking up on, but sometimes it just tells me to stop and breathe. Well, breathing is something that, if you notice, you do a lot in yoga. Do you guys remember in the 1980s, Jane Fonda? Yeah, she got arrested again. I heard about that. But, so Jane Fonda would tell you to breathe. When you exercise, you would have to breathe in and out. Breathe in. And out. And I'm like, I don't want to breathe. Don't stop my workout to breathe. But that's how you're getting extra oxygen. You know, taking deep breaths when you exercise, it, you know, that's why some of the best exercise is like football or, you know, these sprints and stopping, Because when you're running for 30, 40 minutes, you're not getting as much oxygen as you are when you run a little bit, you stop, and you take some big deep breaths, and then you, boom, you do another plate, and then you take some big deep breaths. So, some of the best exercise, I think, is where you have that, you know, boom, 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 where you get that, excuse me, alteration of breathing and exercise. So in deep sleep, your breathing rate slows down, and becomes more regular. Can something on the outside induce you to do it? Well, somebody telling you to, you know, take a deep breath, that drives you crazy. You know, whenever I'm mad about something, somebody's like, all right, now, take a deep breath. It helps. Taking a deep breath helps. Like when your kids, you know, get mad and you want to start throwing things at them and you're like, ah, wait a second, let me stop. Take a deep breath. Sometimes, though, I feel better just yelling at them. You know, where I'm like, you what? I just want it, you know, because it's an opportunity to yell at them. But, you know, you take a deep breath, good chance you're not going to, you know, I guess go, you know, crazy. So you need oxygen. Extra oxygen helps slow down the heart rate, relax the muscles. Why would breathing deep slow down the heart rate? Well, remember, your heart needs oxygen. And in order for your heart to get oxygen, the vessels have to be open, you know, and it has to allow the muscle to get enough oxygen, so it will slow down your heartbeat to allow that oxygenation to come in if it thinks it's getting oxygen. I think it will help reduce stress, and, you know, something we don't really talk about is our insomnia crisis. There's a bunch of us on sleeping pills, on melatonin, on Tylenol PM, using NyQuil to help you sleep, using Benadryl, and Benadryl's in Tylenol PM, using Ambien, Xanax, Valium, the benzodiazepines, the non-hypnotic drugs. There's a lot of things out there that people are using to sleep. Muscle relaxers. Look, I know, I get it. You know, if you can't sleep, you're going to want to sleep. I mean, and the anxiety of it all. But the problem is there's some people that just cannot go through a week without hitting the sleeping pill 4 or 5 times, at least, or every night. That's a problem. Because if your body is waiting for that pill to fall asleep, you need to kind of teach your body how to fall asleep on its own. So, you know, whether it's a robot, I don't care. Whether it's your cat, whether it's a happy place, whether it's changing the lighting in your room, whether it's changing. See, for me, I have to make the room cold. If I make the room cold and then I have to cuddle up in my blanket, I seem to fall asleep. You know, also, sometimes it's, you know, what you think about. Now, you know, you have a lot of people going, well, you know, I can't sit there and, you know, fantasize. I'll tell you, the scene that I imagine in my head when I fall asleep is, let's go back to Lord of the Rings 20 years ago, all right, where I basically am like the Queen of Rivendell. And Aragorn wants to save me because Rivendell is about to get attacked. So he takes me up on his horse, and I'm all weary from battle because I just kicked the crap out of millions of orcs, but I'm tired, and I just am done with Rivendell. And so he picks me up, takes me on his horse, takes me off into the sunset, and I fall asleep before anything happens. So I'm technically not cheating on my husband, right, if I'm fantasizing about Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. Okay? I'm not cheating on my husband because I usually fall asleep before he takes me to wherever in the woods. And, yeah. So, although, you know what? I would probably be like, no, we got to get married first. Yeah. Hey, you know, religion comes first. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are in Turkey pushing for a ceasefire as they meet with the Turkish president. Turkey sent military forces into northern Syria last week after President Trump decided to pull around 50 troops out of Syria last week. Chicago teachers went on strike Thursday, marching on picket lines after failing to reach a contract deal. It follows months of negotiations between the union and Chicago Public Schools that failed to resolve disputes over pay, benefits, class size, and teacher preparation time. CTU President Jesse Sharkey speaking about the strike.
We're asking for a just contract. We understand that a teacher strike is a difficulty for the parents and the public in the city of Chicago.
And U.S. Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland is testifying behind closed doors on Capitol Hill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Chicago Public Schools, huge school district. Their teachers are on strike for the first time since 2012. I remember that strike. I forget how long it lasted. But about 25,000 Chicago public school teachers hit the picket line this morning at 6:30 a.m. after rejecting the district's contract proposal Wednesday evening. The Chicago Teachers Union rallied after formally announcing the strike and accusing Mayor Lori Lightfoot of reneging on her campaign promises. Contract negotiations between CPS, Child Public School, and CTU, Chicago Teachers Union, resumed Thursday at Malcolm X College. Classes and activities were preemptively canceled ahead of the anticipated strike, so parents had a chance to figure out child care and all that. So what are Chicago teachers asking for? More pay, smaller class sizes, and more staffing. Now, another sticky point of the teachers union is affordable housing. The teachers union wants access to low-income housing for new teachers, And it's estimated 16,450 homeless students. Is that heartbreaking? Chicago has 16,415 homeless students. So they want access to public housing. I don't know how the school district, that's beyond them. This is going to have to be citywide mayor. It's a reality that we don't talk about a lot. You know, but I talk to teachers a lot, and they say, these kids don't have breakfast, they don't have food, they don't have a place to stay. They're in school, you know? And you're thinking, well, wait, if the parents are homeless, how are they taking their kids to school? The kids are getting to school, and, you know, the parents are like, at least the kid has a roof over their head for 8 hours a day. But Mayor Lightfoot said the teacher strike could be settled today if the Chicago Teachers Union would negotiate with a seriousness and sense of urgency. Striking union teachers will be joined by the picket line by SEIU members. That union represents 7,000 support staffers, bus aides, security guards, who are also negotiating a new contract. So this massive rally is right now planned outside CPS headquarters. And I guess this is the first strike walkout since 2012. They say it's impacted about 300,000 students. I guess during the 2012 strike, the district kept some schools open for half days during a 7-day walkout. This time, all buildings will be open during the normal school day. Students who need a safe place to go are encouraged to attend their regular school, but will be welcomed at any CPS school that is age appropriate. So there is a contingency plan that they have. Parents are encouraged to register their child online for the duration of the potential strike. While not mandatory, it helps ensure the district has enough staff and meals to serve each child. See, because these kids were eating. You know, so a lot of parents are like, we want you to go to school. Parents are kind of mixed when it comes to strikes. They need their kids in school. They need that predictability. But on the other end, they want teachers happy. Last thing you want is somebody taking care of your child that's unhappy. So all CPS schools will serve breakfast and lunch to students. The CTA is offering free rides for students until schools reopen. So housing, affordable housing for students. So the Chicago School District is, I guess, the third largest school district. And I don't know much about funding for schools, but what I do know is teachers usually get the shaft when it comes to, you know, budget increases and when money gets dispersed. And a school district nowadays has to, one, take on the extra load of kids, has to try to attract teachers because the crappy pay that teachers usually get doesn't seem to work anymore. You don't have a lot of people dying to go into the teaching field. They also have to add security. They have to have healthier lunches. The sloppy Joe and frozen fish sticks that I had growing up going to school, that can't happen. These kids now have to have balanced 4 food groups, you know, lunches. I mean, I guess mine had 4 food groups, it's just you wouldn't eat the vegetable. I don't really remember a lot of vegetable being on there. So there's a lot of things schools now need to do. Security is big. So this is interesting and something that, I mean, I would love to see. I just don't know how realistic. Housing for kids. So in addition to teachers negotiating contract length, health benefits, smaller class sizes, which I support them on because, I mean, you know, you can't teach 33 students. You can't have a 1-to-33 ratio. You know, you need more one-on-one. One of the core demands of the teachers union is about community justice, access to affordable housing. Now, the problem with that, even though I'm for that and wanting kids to have houses and, you know, and places to live, is how do you solve that problem overnight? Okay, these teachers have to get back to school and teach, you know, as soon as they can, as soon as, you know, negotiations can go their way. And a city saying, okay, yeah, we'll work on it, that's not going to be enough. So to try to come up with, you know, and also where does the housing go? you know, it's very easy for me to say, all right, you know what, the cities need to provide housing. They need to build, you know, apartment complexes. And, you know, they need to, you know, build them right away, start contracting somebody, you know, find some land and do it. Okay, that's easier said than done. But in California, you have a lot of residents going, no, 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 not in my neighborhood. I don't want homeless people in my neighborhood. Some, you know, residents saying, you know, you have property owners going, wait a second. We, now this starts devaluing, you know, our property value. In San Francisco, homeless people are peeing, I guess, you know, because they have to, you know. They have to, I guess, if they don't have access to toilets, relieve themselves, you know, peeing on their front door and back doors. And a lot of, you know, business owners are thinking about moving from areas where homeless people are coalescing. So where do you choose, where do you decide to build a mecca for homeless people? That's not that easy. Where does the money come from? Now, Illinois law restricts the set of issues over which teachers may legally strike. So bringing systemic housing equity is, even though it's a fantastic, platform, unfortunately may not, you know, teachers can't say, oh yeah, and I also want Trump impeached, and I want, they can't do that. You know, it has to be, I guess, about school. But it is part of a growing movement spearheaded by teacher labor unions, focus more broadly on issues affecting their community. You wonder what they're right. Because think about it. If they're trying to teach somebody who's underfed that doesn't have a bed to sleep in, how are they doing their job? Especially when teachers are dinged for not passing their kids or getting their kids to a certain point academically. So if teachers are going to be responsible for that, yeah, they're going to have a say in these kids, you know, and homes and all that. And these kids are coming to the teachers for help. So teachers and members of communities, they say, are increasingly struggling with their affordability. And teaching unions are centralizing affordability for their students. So teachers unions in Los Angeles and Minneapolis have emphasized issues like affordable housing, restorative justice, sanctuary protections for immigrants in their contract negotiations. So now, immigrants, should illegal immigrant children be a part of these negotiations? Well, if you're going to, two schools of thought there. I mean, if you're going to get people to listen and you're going to do a strike, you can't strike every year. So if there's any issues you want to bring up, you bring it up now. On the other end, if the city doesn't have enough money to pay a bump in your salary, if they don't have enough money to take care of their homeless U.S. citizens, then, you know, they're not there. You know, how are they going to be able to extend that to immigrants, illegal immigrants? So that's crazy. Well, we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a glass a day may keep the doctor away. That's how a lot of people approach wine. And we're now being told that if you spread your alcohol consumption over the course of a week, that could be worse than binge drinking. Now, this kind of blows my mind because we've told people to stop drinking their seven allotted drinks a week in one setting. But now they're saying drinking alcohol every day might be worse than binge drinking. All right, I don't know if I buy that, but let's kind of see where they, you know, came with this one. Okay, so researchers, let me see where I could give them credit. Where are these guys from? Here we go. Korea University College of Medicine and Korea University, Anam Hospital in Seoul
apparently found that it could be dangerous after studying the drinking habits of almost 10 million people. They found the number of times a person drank over a week raised their odds of an irregular heartbeat known as AFib, or atrial fibrillation. The amount consumed in each session had no effect, but it was just the fact that they were drinking every day. Now I'll tell you what AFib is in a sec. They said those who drank every day had a 40% higher risk than those who consumed alcohol only twice a week. The total number of beverages in a week still raised the risk of it, and alcohol, as we know, can trigger atrial fibrillation. What is atrial fibrillation? Okay. So you have an electrical beat to the heart, and that electrical beat is what causes the heart muscle to contract. So when you have to go ba-boom, ba-boom, there's a rhythmic electrical current. It's supposed to be predictable. It gets signals to speed things up when you're exercising, but then also it slows things down when it needs to. However, if something messes with this electrical beat, such as caffeine, such as genetics, heart attack, then the rhythmic, predictable beat or electrical current doesn't happen. In atrial fibrillation, the heart starts to fibrillate because the electrical beat may be, rather than ba-boom, ba-boom, it's boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop. So the heart muscle doesn't know what the hell to do. So rather than having a nice pump, it's just wobbly. Boop, 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 boop. And then maybe every 70 beats, it'll boom, push out some blood. So people with atrial fibrillation feel like their heart is racing because their heart could race about 180 beats a minute. Because again, they're not full beats. It's like boop, 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 rather than ba-boom, ba-boom. And they can get dizzy because they're not getting good cardiac output. But also very scary is they could form blood clots. So you don't want the blood to slish and slosh around because if blood settles, it clots. So if your heart beats it out regularly, it doesn't have a chance to sit. But with atrial fibrillation, it might sit for a while because the boop, 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 boop type of beat isn't pushing it out like it needs to. Which is why we put people with atrial fibrillation on blood thinners. So atrial fibrillation, not very good. How alcohol causes that, I don't know for sure. I don't know the exact mechanism, but we surmise that it could be affecting the electrical current, obviously. Now, we talk about atrial fibrillation could cause stroke. You have atrial fibrillation could cause, you know, heart disease, stroke, a whole variety of issues. By the way, high thyroid can also do that. Hyperthyroid can change the electrical current as well. So whenever somebody feels their heart is racing, I check their thyroid right away. But as well as their heart. But, you know, we talk about how much alcohol you could have. And, you know, somebody came up with the arbitrary number of, you know, one, no more than one per female, two per male. And that's all fine and dandy. But then you have people that go, well, wait a second, if I could have two a day, and I skip a couple days, I could catch that up on the weekend. And if football Sunday, you know, I have a bunch of people over, I could drink 10 drinks then on that Sunday. Well, we would tell them, no, that's not good. It could cause a GI bleed. It could cause you to vomit. It could cause pancreatitis. That's bad. It is bad. Don't let this study sway you. But what the study is saying is atrial fibrillation, one of the very many consequences of alcohol use, might rise in people that drink on a regular basis, okay? So, for women, no more than one shot a day, no more than one glass a day, no more of wine, small glass, no more than a beer a day. If you have more than that, that's considered too much. Men, no more than two. And again, still, I think that's, you know, debatable. So the study looked at 9 to 10 million individuals that did not have atrial fibrillation who had a checkup in 2009. They were asked how many times they indulged alcohol per week, the amount of alcohol in each session, and the amount overall. Then they were followed up for the next 8 years to see if they had a diagnosis of atrial fibrillation. The number of drinking sessions per week was the strongest risk factor for atrial fibrillation. Consuming large amounts per session, like binge drinking, didn't show any difference. But those who drank twice a week had the lowest risk. So they were then set as a reference point. So like maybe Friday night, maybe during a Sunday game, and that's it. Those who drank six times a week had a 30% higher chance. Those who drank every day had a 40% higher chance. So what does that mean if you like your wine? Oh, get your heart checked. All right? You know, make sure you're keeping an eye on the heart, you know? Make sure you, getting routine checkups. And if you don't have to have alcohol all the time, cut back. Take some, you know, breaks. See how you feel. But, yeah, I am not a big fan of, you know, drinking every day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Singapore is now the first country to ban ads on sugary drinks. They are going to stop allowing companies to advertise carbonated drinks and juices with high sugar contents. That's according to the health ministry. They want to curb sugar consumption because the country has some of the highest rates of diabetes per capita. They say not only will the country ban ads for the drinks, but it'll also force beverage makers to put a large warning about the effects of sugar consumption on the front of all labels for medium to high sugar content drinks. They say the labeling and the ad ban will include soft drinks, juices, those little packets of 3-in-1 drinks, cultured milk, yogurt drinks, probably chocolate milk too. The ban will apply to advertisements across a broad spectrum of mediums, including print, radio, TV, and web platforms. What does that mean for us? If we ever take on this ad, that means no more Coca-Cola commercials. Right? I like to teach the world to sing. We wouldn't have that. I don't really know what the latest Coca-Cola commercial is. You know the Coca-Cola commercial I like that was most recent? I like the Coca-Cola commercial where they showed the bottles back from 1920 to 30 to 40 to 50 and the bottle changed. I thought that was cool because I like that. I like history and stuff. So that I thought was a cool commercial. But they don't want to advertise these drinks if they're bad for you. It'll come here. Apparently, if Singapore doesn't trust us, somebody in America is going to suggest it and say, yep, let's just ban the ads. Now, should kids, I remember watching skinny women drink a diet soda in the 80s, so I drink more diet sodas. I mean, they have a point. But then on the other end, Coca-Cola and Pepsi and, you know, their spending on advertisement is a huge economical push. Remember Shasta? Don't give me that soda. I still think you can sing that song. I want a Shasta. Anyway, Singapore is going to require a color-coded label on drinks to show a grade to indicate if the drink is healthy, neutral, or unhealthy. All right, that's Singapore. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.